Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie
what?
Boogie check,
ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, ooh ah. And a fine town it is too. Good evening, boogie checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landegger, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. I'm sorry, what did you just say? The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? It means that anything that happens in life can occur on the Boogie Check. But you gotta put it there. 312-981-7200. And as an inducement, a bribe, oh, let's just call it a prize. We've got a prize, yes we do, for the very first caller right now at 312-981-7200. The very first caller at 312-981-7200 right now, right this moment in time, this wrinkle in time, this once upon a time, will win a prize. 312-981-7200. Gotta be on the line to be on the air. Gotta be on the air to win the prize. So come and get it. It's just waiting here for you. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number. And while those calls are overloading our switchboard and making the phone company lose its mind, allow me to, if you will, preview what may be coming up later this hour. You know, this is the holiday season. People have their favorite holiday movies. One of them, A Christmas Story. And after 8:30, we're going to talk to Brian Jones, who is the owner of A Christmas Story House and Museum. And I, John R. Landegger, will have a special added attraction as part of that presentation. But right now, Ed, are you there?
Yes.
Are you? Here we go again. Are you driving home from work?
Yes, I am.
I can't believe it. I just cannot believe everybody's driving home from work. What do you do for work, Ed?
Oh, I'm a security guard.
Oh, well, we can't. We have to have security, my friend. We have to have security. So thank you for your security service. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And you're also the first call. And you win the prize. And it is a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Thank you so much for calling, Ed. Stay on the line there. Keep America secure. Don't go away so Tom can get your information so we can get you the prize. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and all that stuff. So thank you, Ed. 312-981-7200. John Landegger ripping up the Boogie Check of Life here at 720 WGN. Let's find what these other people are about. Hello, Mike. Are you there? Mike. Hello, Daryl. Are you there?
Is it Daryl that you want, John?
Are you Daryl?
I am.
Well, then you're who I want.
Okay, good. And you're the guy I want. A long time ago, probably 1977, I believe you made a stop at CFTR in Toronto for some period of time. Is that correct?
Not 1977. I think it was more like 1981-ish, 2-ish. But yeah, I did go work at CFTR in Toronto.
Yeah, not for too long, though. About a year? Maybe a little less?
I think it was a year or 2 years. And then I got a job offer to come back to Chicago to work for a radio station, and that began what I call the Decade of Darkness.
Oh, gee, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, no, in fact,
one thing I did in this country was that you were the first guy making a six-figure paycheck, and opened up things a little bit for.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What did I do?
You were pulling in a six-figure paycheck.
Yes. And you, okay.
And yeah, and that kind of opened things up for, you know, for folks here, because no one was making that kind of money.
That was a good thing. I worked with somebody named Daryl. His name was Daryl Dahmer. He was a
track announcer at Woodbine.
Traffic. Traffic guy. Flew plane. Yeah.
And he also he was the track announcer at Woodbine Racetrack as well.
So where are you calling from, Daryl?
I'm calling from Ottawa.
From Ottawa.
Ottawa. From Ottawa.
The capital of Canada.
You hit it on the head, my friend.
No. Oh, Ottawa, Illinois. Ah, okay.
Not Ottawa, Illinois. Ottawa, Ontario.
Hello. I have a producer trying to correct me. I was in Canada, you know. They have the Queen on their currency. Thank you very much. But, you know, you mentioned these salaries. I was being paid in Canadian dollars, as one would be, and I had alimony back in the United States, but the alimony...
Ouch.
Yes, and the alimony had to be converted into American dollars. And at that time, the Canadian dollar wasn't worth as much as the American dollar, but that was a long time ago. But I love Toronto.
It still isn't worth as much as the American dollar.
I had a great time in Toronto. Totally loved Canada. Really did. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, John. Take good care, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Daryl. Yes, John Landecker, international broadcaster, crossing the boundaries to do something. I'm not quite sure what. Hi, Larry. How are you?
How are you? Great. I just want to tell you two things. One,
yes.
I went through 14 mergers in 9 years.
Wait a minute. 14 mergers?
Oh, yeah. Real estate mergers in 9 years. I had all these business cards. I couldn't remember which company I worked for. So, you remembering the letters, that's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
And the other thing, I just want to call and thank you. On the 13th of December, we woke up in the morning. It was a great day. We had one from the first call in for Boogie Chuck, a green tea gift certificate from you guys.
Yeah.
And they came, fixed their garage door. It was great. We had arrangements that afternoon to go to Greek Isles, then go to the Blackhawk game.
Fantastic.
Of course, it was canceled.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah.
So what happened was we were kind of depressed, and we went outside, turned the radio, and you were on. We forgot you'd be on because there's no Blackhawk game. So
right,
it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun listening to you. We just want to thank you.
Oh, Larry, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And
you have a great show.
Thanks, Larry. And we'll pass that endorsement along to the sales department because they live for that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Larry. All right, Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on Boogie Check. Hello.
Oh, I remember the good old LS days. Boogie Check.
People are still saying it to this day. We should get
at the end.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I remember you coming out here to the high school, I think the spring of 77.
What high school?
Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. Was it a high school assembly program, or was it a team of the week?
It was assembly program, yep. I remember that.
Was it like the something about sound? God.
I think we used this Peter Frampton sound, like do like you do, that song we used, and we yelled and all this stuff, and you guys kind of fitted in the song. I remember that.
Oh, right. Oh, I remember, yeah. So we'd go to a high school, like Woodstock, and it was an educational program. It was either an educational program that was an educational program from an honest-to-goodness company that did the Miracle of Sound, or it was a high school team of the week. At any rate, I'd have this tape recorder, and I'd go, okay, let's pretend we're all at the Peter Frampton concert.
And yeah, I remember now, that.
Yeah, so let's start screaming. So the Frampton's big album was Frampton Come Alive.
Yes,
so that
it was.
That night, we'd mix in the Woodstock people with the crowd at on the Frampton album, and there you go, and that's what that was.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, but I remember at the end of this boogie check, and you have the impression of Richard Nixon, boogie check, stop this boogie check.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.